Comet Wirtanen is now at its closest and brightest. But comets are famous for being dimmer than we hope. And though I've already viewed this comet several times through binoculars, I cannot promise it will be an easy naked eye object, but it might be. And now is when it's closest and brightest. Plus, it's easy to find. We've had two fully spectacular comets since the mid-70s. First, there was the pre-dawn mind-blower Comet West on March 7th, 1976. And then Hale-Bopp, which remained brilliant for almost an entire year, mostly in 1997. Now, this one is a good news, bad news kind of comet. The bad is that it has an unusually tiny nucleus, just 1/2 mile wide. The good news is that it's now paying Earth its closest ever visit and achieving its greatest ever brightness. And it's passing just 7 million miles from us. I think it will be just barely visible to the naked eye, appearing as a fuzzy glob the size of the full moon. My suggestion is to look halfway up the southern sky, starting around 10 p.m., the first clear night. If you can recognize the famous Seven Sisters star cluster, also known as the Pleiades, that's to the upper right of Orion, look all around it and sweep binoculars there, too. If you don't already know the Pleiades, this is a good time to make their acquaintance. At 10 p.m. any night, look south, and you'll easily see a small, tightly packed group of stars. That's it. Sweep binoculars over them, and you'll be thrilled, since the stars in the Pleiades cluster will grow from 6 to 100 through binoculars. It's the very best celestial target for binoculars in the whole sky. And once you've located it, you'll know roughly where to look for the comet. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.